What's up, everyone? This is your host, Vodka, and welcome back to Internet Hollywood Radio. I have another wonderful guest that's joining us. She's from the state of Massachusetts and has been doing modeling for about 6 years. Her name is Garima, and I'm really excited to have her on the show. So, what's up, Garima?
Hello. How are you?
Good. I would like to thank you for taking your time and patience out of your day to deal with us here at Internet Hollywood. This is definitely an interview I've been excited about doing. Ever since we first messaged each other, you always brought positive vibes and stayed humble. I appreciate the support you've been showing me, and I look forward to returning the favor. So let's begin. Let's dig in a little bit deeper in your background story. So if you don't mind, can you fill our listeners in on who you are, where you're from, and what you do for a living?
So, I am from a very small town in India, which is called as Devas. And it's called Devas because it's, I mean, in Hindi, its meaning is, it's the city of God. So, I come from a very small town in India, and I came here to USA, to Boston in 2018 to do my master's in Northeastern University, and I work as a regulatory specialist in Samsung. So right now I'm working like for the COVID-19 patients. So we are creating the CT scanners for COVID-19. So I mean, it's an unpleasant truth, but not everyone comes home from a day of work with a sense of pride. So jobs for many people can be just like a dreary means to an end, but with healthcare roles, my work is in support of clearly positive goal, helping patients maintain their health as best they can. If you like to solve puzzles, dig deep into scientific research, or shape policy that help prevent disease outbreaks like the recent COVID-19 pandemic, and education and public health might be just the ticket. So possibilities abound when it comes to healthcare career. So I mean, if it's important to you, there are times we spent in making a difference in the lives of individuals and communities. Healthcare is a great industry. So I feel immense pride in what I do. And healthcare workers are required to care about others, whether it's patients who need preventive care or attention throughout the healing and recovery process, or families seeking assistance navigating difficult and complex medical situations. So I feel that support is very much needed to keep smoothly and safely delivering the service.
Wow, that's deep. You have an awesome body of modeling work that has been produced throughout your journey. But looking back at the beginning stages of it all, what ignited the spark that made you curious about the modeling part enough to do it? And what kind of photo shoots have you grown to love as you became more experienced at it?
So there are actually two incidents that happened in my life. And one of them is very funny, actually. So it was back in 2014 that I went to my friend's audition for a fashion show, and I was criticizing every other model's walk and style. I mean, positively criticizing, but I was commenting, and then I realized the judge was like right standing next to me. So he listened to everything what I was saying, and then he came up to me and asked like, "Can you walk on that ramp?" And then I really got nervous in my mind, but I said, "Yes, of course," like just to maintain my rep. So I, with no experience of modeling, walked there in front of around like 50 to 100 people. And the judge really liked the way I carried myself, and the choreographer selected me for his show. And I did a couple of shows after that, and also started getting offers for shoot. I came to USA in 2017 for my master's, and I stopped modeling for a while during like 2 years while I was busy with my studies and job. I had decided once like I start working full time, I will make time for my hobby and take it to the next level. And But like several things happened, this COVID, and I was suffering through severe neck pain, which I couldn't get treated due to the pandemic, and it became chronic. And I had to go through medications, which had really side effects on my body weight. So it increased all of a sudden, and I got vision as well, and it affected my hormones and body internally very much. And because of this severe pain I had, and I couldn't do anything to lose that weight, because every time I tried exercising or working out, the pain became even more severe. So I tried to getting back to shape by adopting healthy measures and diet, but it didn't work out for me. So then I was like, okay, chuck it. Whatever happens to my body, I'm not going to stop what makes me feel good. So in 2020, I was skeptic of reaching out to people, photographers mainly, for doing the shoots because of the COVID situation. But I thought, okay, fine. And I also thought, like, whatever my body is going through right now, I really want to do what I love and like. So I'm not going to stop doing what I love. So throughout my modeling career, and also like so many other pedestals of life, the one thing I have always heard constantly everywhere is like the opinions of people on my body size and shape. Like, and it happened recently because I have been very thin and in shape for like 27 years almost of my life. And since 2020, I was out of shape, and all of a sudden, like, everyone started criticizing and talking about my body. So it was hard for me. And the most hard thing was when the people who were very close to me, even my close friends, started mocking me about my weight and how I had started to look. So it broke my heart every time to hold myself back. Each time in my life I heard that. And nothing mattered when I was at my lowest, not the opinions of people, not my body size, not my dressing sense. All that mattered was like how I felt about myself, what kind of energy I chose to give myself. And ever since then, I have lived for myself, I feel. So that's what got the spark in me.
Wow. That's a really deep story. I can admire how you managed to keep yourself strong and strengthen yourself when it's time to take that step over that barrier that holds you back, you know? So that's really strong of you to really take on something like that and still keep the courage alive to actually do it and do what you have to do. So, what is the dream behind all of the hard work you're doing to build yourself as a model? And what kind of people are you hoping to connect with more as you continue down the path you're going?
So, I mean, my biggest dream goal as a model is, I feel like my dream goal is to like maintain a work-life balance. That is what my dream goal is. So that is something that I place an immense amount of importance on. And as an early career professional, my balance has changed from like working during college and constantly having to cram time to work, study, and have a social life, to now balancing my career as a regulatory specialist with my modeling. So ironically, my work-life balance has improved since graduating, and I have managed to make more time for myself. And work-wise, I think it is most important to ensure you are in a career where you are working to live, not living to work. So if I ever find myself with no time to dedicate to my personal passions, then I know that I am in the wrong one.
I hear that. So, how does your journey as a writer begin, and what kind of things do you actually write about?
I have never actually thought of becoming a writer, but it's just a thing for me. Like, it's just very private to me. So I mostly write like philosophy. I love reading philosophy. I read a lot of books related to philosophy, and I have always. It's just like a thought I get, and I start writing about it. And this I realized when I was in my high school itself. So there used to be like competitions and quizzes related to writing and speaking as well. So during that time, I realized that I'm very good at writing rather than speaking. I have felt that I express my emotions and my work really well through writing. So, and that's why I became a regulatory specialist.
Nice. You seem to have a lot of culture in your shoots, and the wardrobes you choose is pretty awesome. So how do you come up with the idea of doing a photo shoot and choosing the wardrobe, makeup, and location and other things for it? Is it like yourself, or do you collab with the photographers? Like, how does it work?
So I feel as a model, as a subject with the mission to captivate, you can never look at the camera. You must look through it. So, conducting a photo shoot can often feel daunting for photographers, and there are endless decisions to make, from like picking a concept to choosing the best location and equipment as well. So breaking these decisions down to like a series of simple steps can help provide order and clarity to the decision-making process. That is what I feel. So whether you are an amateur conducting your first photo shoot or a seasoned pro, I feel like step-by-step analysis can help a lot. Like, so what I do is I develop a good concept and pick the right location, pick the best equipment for the photo shoot. The step after that is selecting the right model, which is myself, and make sure your subjects feel comfortable. So, and creating the right atmosphere, trying different things to see what works. And I feel like these all things play a very important role in bringing that concept to life. Also, I always look out for photographers who have the same kind of mindset as of me, myself, and who really like the ideas I propose to them. So that's what I feel is the photographer and the model need to vibe together. That's when a photo shoot comes to life, I feel.
So what is the best place for someone to reach you if they would like to work with you? And is there anybody that you would like to give a shout out to before we end this interview?
I would actually like to give shout out to my boyfriend, who has really been very, 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 very supportive. And he has really helped me find my voice on the struggles I have doing modeling, and he has always inspired me to bring my photo shoots to life, and like, yeah, you should do this, you should do that. So I want to give him a big shout out.
Awesome. And that'll do it. Thank you for calling in to fill our ears with all the awesome information you gave us, and I look forward to hearing more from you in the future and featuring you on all of our platforms to give people many more great stories to read from great people like yourself. So thank you for calling in.
Thank you.